Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Bipartisan group of six U.S. senators has announced they have an agreement in principle on an immigration deal that would address the fate of more than 800,000 immigrants who came to the U.S. illegally as children. Since last September, when President Trump ended the so-called DACA program, congressional Republicans have maintained the program should be part of a broader immigration bill, opening the door to a wide range of issues, including President Trump's wish to build a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. President Trump has aimed new criticisms regarding the investigation of his 2016 campaign, suggesting a U.S. intelligence authorization law was used to badly surveil and abuse his election operations. Mr. Trump has offered no evidence of eavesdropping, but he said the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act may have been used along with the help of the discredited and phony dossier compiled by operatives paid by his challenger, Hillary Clinton, to collect information linking his campaign with Russia. Numerous media outlets reporting President Trump will increase sanctions on Iran in the coming hours, while again stopping short of reimposing sanctions intended to push the Tehran regime to give up nuclear weapons research. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
I am expecting new sanctions on Iran. We continue to look at them. We've rolled them out, and I think it's you can expect there will be more sanctions coming.
Meantime, by law, the White House must certify every 90 days whether Iran is complying with the 2015 agreement regarding its nuclear program, the certification deadline today. This is VOA News. U.S. Department of Justice.